Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Steve Weiss is an NFL Network reporter. Follow him on Twitter, Weiss89. Catch him on NFL Total Access. That airs Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock Memphis time on the NFL Network. And he joins us now. Steve, what is happening, man? Thanks for the time.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I hope you and everybody you're working with and your listeners are playing it safe so we can flatten this curve and get out of this as soon as possible.
I mean, this has been absolutely insane, hasn't it, Steve? I mean, it's been so much time to self-reflect, I think maybe more than we necessarily need. Obviously you've been busy, though. I mean, so have you found that maybe staying busy and the NFL sort of doing what it normally would do, has that made it a little bit easier for you just personally?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, I'm not as busy as I normally would be. I mean, we'd be going to pro days. We'd be doing things like this. But, yeah, I mean, I think we're all adjusting. I mean, no matter what line of work, you know, that people are in or how their family situation, we've all found ways to fill in the vacuum. You know, I'm busy calling, you know, teams and agents and players and everybody involved in my job throughout the day to kind of do some things. But, I mean, I think we're all in our different little pockets trying to, you know, find ways, you know, to make the time pass. But I also think, you know, getting in some of the family time and doing some of the things maybe we didn't normally do because you're moving at such a fast pace has been a way to keep things positive and to help everybody kind of get through this.
You talk with Tua Tagovailoa, the Alabama quarterback that everybody said, Okay, where is he going to go? How confident should teams be, Steve, that he's 100%? He talked to you.
Yeah, look, he told me yesterday that he feels 100%. If he had to step on the field and play, you know, at the level he's always played at. And I was kind of like, are you sure about this? Because we've all done this long enough. We've covered athletes long enough. And if you were an athlete, you know that you feel better. You know, you're going to tell yourself you feel better than maybe you actually, you know, your body's going to respond because you want to compete so badly. Look, I believe him. This kid is never, you know, he everything you hear about him is he's genuine, he's authentic. I know him. I've known him for a while. And, you know, but look, if you're a team drafting him, if your team getting ready to invest millions of dollars in him, you have to say, boy, I mean, he looks great on these videos,
right. This
and that. But, you know, we're getting ready to make a mega investment in him. We wish we could get our hands on him. Are we willing to take that risk? While at the same time, on the other side of the coin, let's say you're the Dolphins, and I'm just throwing them out there hypothetically at five. Do you say to yourself, do we trade up? Do we give up assets to get him? Are we gonna bank on him? But what if we miss, right? What if we pass on him? It's a Justin Herbert or another player. He falls to six. The Chargers take him, and he goes on to have a Hall of Fame career. Or he plays 10 Pro Bowls.
Yeah.
Right? So you're not gonna be a GM long enough to see that.
You're right.
So that's the battle teams wage, and they do it every year when it comes especially to that position. But his is just such an extraordinary case because he's such a great player, and he's done so many great things. And marketing-wise, he's a win for your team.
Right.
But you just don't know because your doctors can't get their hands on him.
That does introduce quite the wrinkle into this. But I will say, I mean, if you really feel like you've got the conviction and you believe in him as like what you don't want to be, for example, Steve, is the Bears. the Bears drafted Mitch Trubisky.
It's just true.
And we all know sort of how they probably wake up feeling every day. So, you know, if you are Miami and you're sitting there and you have a conviction about it, yeah, you cannot get your hands on him, but at the end of the day, it's a quarterback league and you got to have a quarterback and they don't really have – I mean, don't you just kind of have to pull the trigger there?
Well, to me, and let's take this in two parts. First off, if you're a team like the Dolphins and you have the ghost of passing on Drew Brees for Dante Culpepper hanging over your head, right? And Dante Culpepper was healthy, but he only played six games because he blows his knee out. So no one saw that coming, and they didn't expect Drew Brees to be as great as he is. So you've got that specter hanging over you, you know, in that regard. But all of these teams that need quarterbacks also have secondary options, okay? So we figure that the Bengals are going to draft Joe Burrow. So let's take that out. But if you're the Dolphins, you've got Ryan Fitzpatrick to carry you through a season if need be, right? If you're the Chargers, you've got Tyrod Taylor to carry you through a season if need be. If you're the Raiders, you've got Derek Carr, now Marcus Mariota to carry you through. So to me, that should ease some of the apprehension. You're not asking him to come in and start for you right away. You've got someone in place to get you through a redshirt year if need be. No one's expecting the Dolphins to go to the Super Bowl this year. No one's expecting the Chargers to be in the Super Bowl this year. So you do have a little bit of a cushion, which to me eases some of the concern about possibly taking a player like Tua who's got that medical situation.
You've watched him. You know stars, potential stars. How realistic do you think the chances are that he's better than Burrow? Because I've heard some say, Steve, that if the injury history wasn't there, he'd be going one in front of Burrow. Just the chances that he ends up having a better career than Burrow, what do you think?
Well, I mean, look, they could be significant. I mean, and everything falls into your situation, right? Joe Burrow's going to the Bengals. You know.
Or it could get ugly. It's your point.
Or it could get ugly.
Yes.
But you know, it could also be good.
No, you're right.
You don't know how their coaching staff and everyone's going to handle that. You know, and so let's say Tua goes to Miami and they say, well, their coaching staff, they just hired Chan Gailey as their OC. But let's not forget Jim Caldwell is the assistant head coach there, you know, the former head coach for the Colts who went to the Super Bowl. And he did great things with the Lions where, you know, for them, he had, you know, what, nine win plus seasons there. And who everyone considers this great offensive mastermind. So he's someone who could really help Tua develop. But let's say he were to go to a team, you know, that we know just isn't, that just doesn't do these types of things and he doesn't fit a system or whatever. You could be looking at the next Marcus Mariota or James Winston. You know, everything is really depends on circumstance. You know, you talk about Trubisky, and then you look at Pat Mahomes. He went to the right situation, the right coach, and now Mahomes is an MVP and Super Bowl champ.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Steve Weiss, NFL Network reporter here on the Jason and John Show. You mentioned Derek Carr. I am, sadly, a lifelong Raiders fan. And so I've been living in really hell. So I'm prepared for this. I'm prepared for the pandemic. I've been living in a world like this for 20 years. I live in Tennessee, which means I got a long look at Marcus Mariota. And I came on radio for every day for 3 years telling Titans fans how crazy they were that they wanted him as a starter. Yet here he is now in Vegas. And Steve, when you break down that contract, when you look at the contract and how they've incentivized it, how they've worded it, I mean, aren't they putting it in his deal to push Derek Carr?
Oh, they're not only putting it in his deal to push Derek Carr. They're putting it in his deal that should he beat out Derek Carr or should they eventually trade Derek Carr, that he's got an opportunity to earn legitimate NFL starter money. And again, let's say Marcus goes into that system with Gruden and it works. You just never know now. Things more so than ever in the NFL with all these, you know, these four wide receiver sets and these spread offenses and some of these coaching and scheme, to me, is playing into the game more than ever when it comes to these quarterbacks. And I live in Los Angeles and I see what Sean McVay is doing with Jared Goff, and it's just incredible how he schemes the heck out of him. Jimmy Garoppolo with Kyle Shanahan, how they scheme things for that player's strength. So let's say Marcus goes out to the Raiders. And the Raiders, and again, this is a hypothetical. Let's say they trade Derek Carr to the Patriots. Marcus ends up starting. Who knows in that system if he could flourish? Because they have designed a contract for him. And if he gets that opportunity, he can make a whole lot of money again, which is pretty much, you know, mid-tier starter level dough.
Steve, is Antonio Brown on a roster, whether it's the Ravens or not, whenever we start this thing back up? What do you think?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, look, the league still has to take a look at him. And all the last we heard Roger Goodell talk about him at the Super Bowl is the first thing the league has to do before, you know, before these teams give him an opportunity to make sure that he's mentally fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've just seen he's done so many things on social media to make people around the league question that. I just don't see a team at the moment taking a chance. Now, that's not to say midseason, when a team has injuries and
right.
he's still available, that they don't pull the trigger. But I think starting the season off, whenever that might be, he's still hoping to get into the league.
And then are you surprised Cam's not already somewhere? I figure it's hurting him right now. He can't get in front of folks, right? But you know it better than we do. Are you surprised, or is this about what you thought the market would be?
Well, you know, look, when they waited as long as they did to cut him, when we heard that they were going to trade him, you know, I came out on air and said they should just cut him now because no one's going to trade for him.
You're right.
No one is going to trade for him because they don't know the medicals, and they're not giving up compensation because they know eventually the Panthers were going to cut
him. Yes, sir.
To me, though, if you're the Bears, even though you're just trading for Nick Foles, go ahead and sign him because even though your doctors can't get their hands on him, it is contingent on a physical. So if he fails the physical 3 months from now, you're no worse off, right? You're mm-hmm. no worse off. But if he passes the physical and you can get him on a contract that's, let's say, heavily incentivized like Marcus Mariota, you've got your quarterback. Nick Foles is the backup, and Mitch Trubisky's costing you rookie salary money. So that's not killing you right now. Sure, you've got some money invested in that position, but for a coaching staff and a personnel department that's on the green mile right now, wouldn't you rather win ball games? So I'm a little surprised, but at the same time, the teams that are in the quarterback market are now in the draft quarterback market. So we'll see. I've talked to people who said the one thing is if we bring Cam in here, he's competing or he's not the automatic starter, that's a big presence in your locker room.
Right.
He might have a bigger presence than your starter. Do you really want that dynamic? And that's something some of these teams are making excuses for themselves as to why they haven't pulled the trigger.
Yeah. We are, of course, talking to Steve Weiss, NFL Network reporter on Twitter at Weiss89. And I'm going to ask sort of a big picture question here, Steve. We in this country, as everybody knows, we don't have sports. We haven't had sports in 3 weeks, but it feels like three decades. In a weird way, maybe this all hit at a perfect time for the NFL, whose season is still, you know, 5-6 months away. My question is, you've seen it. You've covered it. We're all hearing about it. The NFL is proceeding as things are going to happen on time. Can we really expect that with perhaps a training camp that, you know, may or may not be, you know, complete or whole? What have you just sort of made of the NFL's decision? They want to be the distraction. I guess I'm asking, do you think they really can effectively by the time it would start anyway?
We don't know. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I know that people are saying the NFL, you know, this is crazy. They're being tone deaf, but it's 5 or 6 months down the line before the season starts. And so we don't know. Maybe by then things will be better, you know, but then you ask yourself, man, can you put 70,000 people in the stadium? You know, there's just so many what-ifs right now. I do think in terms of the way the off-season flow is, if we're going to operate on this, you know, projected current schedule, is it's going to be a lot like the lockout year in 2011 where there's going to be no off-season workouts with teams, and then we're going to get into late June, early July, and it's going to be like a three-week type of mini camp, conditioning camp, all types of things, and then training camps are going to start as normal. I think it's going to be something like that. And this is operating on the current projected schedule. You know, I don't think we're going to see teams get in there for OTAs or mini camps before then. Maybe. I just don't know. I know, you know, they're talking about releasing the schedule in May and things like this. But I think in terms of on-field work, it's probably going to be late June or July before we realistically see teams together at the facilities. And that's a big if,
yeah.
You know, depending on this you know, health crisis subsides by then.
Yeah. And then finally, got to ask you, I mean, Tom Brady's the quarterback in Tampa Bay now. I mean, can we, you know, you think about his best offenses in New England. I mean, this I think this one stacks up pretty well. No, there's no Randy Moss, but I mean, you've got a great receiving tandem with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans and O.J. Howard, and you know who knows from there. Where does this take them? Does it take them from 7-9 to Super Bowl contender? I mean, how big is the jump for the Bucs?
Well, look, I mean, first off, Super Bowl contender, you can't rule it out just because every year there's a team, usually from the NFC, who gets in play that we don't see coming. They're going to be better because Tom doesn't turn the ball over, and Bruce Arians is going to adjust to some of the things that they do. But when I say they're going to be better, does that translate? Look, their division, they owned just a disastrous AFC East for 15 years because those three other teams constantly got in their own way. That's not going to happen in the South. I mean, the Saints are there. The Falcons are going to be good. I mean, we don't know we're going to get out of them. So there's teams right there. Now we look at the rest of the NFC, the Packers, the Vikings, the Niners, the Rams, the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. It is a tougher path in the NFC than it was for the Patriots, where typically you're looking at the Ravens, you were looking at the Chiefs, and you were looking at the Steelers, who are kind of the pains in the side of the Patriots. You know, we had the Jags 1 year, the Texans 1 year, but kind of constantly it was those three teams. That's different in the NFC. So I think Tom Brady will make the Buccaneers and that talented roster better, but I don't think that necessarily translates into a division title or a deep run into the playoffs. It could, but I just don't think the path is nearly as easy as it has been for the Patriots the past decade or so.
Hey, Steve, man, this
Love
was great
stuff, man.
Appreciate this as always, and stay safe.
You too, guys. Take care.
Yep. He is Steve Weiss, NFL Network reporter on Twitter, at Weiss89. Always do appreciate his time. Yeah, I mean, listen, he's right. We don't know. I hope and pray that we will have the NFL. It won't be what we, listen, candidly, I was very excited this year because it was going to be the first year that the Raiders moved to Vegas.
You got to go to Vegas for the Raiders game.
Exactly. It was going to make it huge. But, you know,
might still do it.
It's not going to happen. I mean, it's not going to be safe, you know.
You might still do it. Come 2021.
Now, that would be my 30th birthday year. So I can make it a big blowout. You know, you come out, rub my feet for a couple minutes for my birthday.
Why do you need a
I don't want anybody.
You continue to have that
on the
brain.
You're my partner, man. You're my partner.
There's nothing. I'm Faith's partner.
No, you're my partner. You're Faith's husband.
I'm your co-host.
You're my part. Oh, so now we're not partners.
Co-hosts are partners in business.
I see.
Faith is my partner for life.
The pandemic has really exposed our relationship for what it is. It's just a business, I see. That's just only operational from 11 to 2.
Would you take Tua?
Yes.
Okay. Would you move up if you're the Miami Dolphins worried that he's not going to get to 5?
Yes. If I watched his tape at Alabama before the injury and I was convinced before the injury, then I would do it because you don't have a quarterback. And if you don't, and listen.
I mean, Fitzpatrick is a bridge. You have a bridge. So like the Mahomes, to that point, like a good situation. That could be a good situation for whoever. Because like with Mahomes, I feel like you're better sitting a year and learning, even if you are the guy. Some can handle it. Some can handle going right in there. But I always felt like that was a better situation. Frankly, it's what Jameis Winston has always needed, was sitting out. And so it would feel like a good situation to me where you're behind Fitzpatrick for a year, you're learning. Either way, we'll see. I feel like Miami's going to end up taking him. You've just heard too much. And it's what Steve said. If you pass up on him, and he goes and has he's a 6-7-time Pro Bowler and all that. It's going to be what Ryan Pace is with the Bears right now in a draft that you took Trubisky when you could have had Watson. You can't give him crap for not taking Mahomes. No one thought Mahomes could be a top 10. Watson, though, that's the one you say, mm-hmm. What were you doing trading up to 2 to get Trubisky? You could have had Deshaun Watson.
I mean, how smart did the Chiefs look, though?
That's
man.
What Pace is
pretty ridiculous,
how,
I mean, because you're right. Nobody would have thought Matt Mahomes was going that high.
Nobody thought Mahomes was going that high. So you can't fault. It's the same draft, and Trubisky's the better quarterback. Mahomes the better quarterback. But no one was considering taking Mahomes top 10, much less trading up to 2 to get him. It really was Watson. Who was, look, John had said, wasn't it you guaranteeing me he was going to be a top 10 pick, Deshaun Watson? Remember that a few years ago? And he, ends up being, that's the one that you can hold over Pace. And even with Watson, you're in a better place than you would have been with Trubisky. So that said, in this situation with Miami, you don't want to be Ryan Pace that was with the Bears. You don't want to miss on the guy. And Tua, could be the guy. We all know it if that health holds up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.